kind of where RF meets meets the web. So maybe this is an interest area that I should explore a little bit more. Back to, is Chris only here? KJ5EWS? Anyone else?
Yeah, you got Victor Echo One, Echo Papa. I was sort of showing Chris the ropes there to this massive dashboard. What an amazing technology. We have other dashboards that I monitor, but this one I find it really intriguing because it seems all new Echolink operators seem to stumble upon this this dashboard. And sadly, there's not enough people monitoring this dashboard. Therefore, we miss them, and their call goes unanswered. So that's the sad part about this dashboard. But as Chris would show you, I think 2 days ago, there was almost 35 people that checked in here, but most of them got no reply when they called. Back to you there, Chris. I may have an internet problem here. My 420 dashboard does not seem to be coming up here, over.
Oh, that's strange. Let me, oh, no. No, I'm having the same trouble here. I just refreshed it, and, yeah, it might be a server-side issue because, all I see when I refresh it now is the Discord server information, all the data that was there about, you know, check-ins and such is missing, so, yeah. Oh, and the on-off switch is gone as well, so I'm not sure what just happened. Yeah, I'll send it back over to you.
Yeah, test the time clock seems to be frozen. Just screen up a couple of times and then try to refresh it. Just kill the page you have and then go back up to the top of the page. Sometimes when you see that Discord, just zoom up to the top of the page and the data will pop up. But for some reason, the clock is not cooperating at this time, over.
Yeah, and not only that, I'm not sure what the deal is, but I closed the tab, and now it's not reloading for me. I just have the, you know, the little spinning wheel on my browser tab, so I'm not entirely... Oh, wait, there we go. No, it still is only showing the Discord server information, so... Oh, there it is. Now it's back to normal. All is well.
KR4NGN. Yeah, this is a pretty cool website. You know, you kind of look around the community a little bit. As I stated before, a lot of my background is, you know, building websites and back-end systems. A lot of the websites in this community could definitely use a bit of a refresh, and with all of the, you know, agentic AI coding that there is today, it's extremely easy if you know what you're doing to, you know, get a pretty robust system going with not a lot of effort. So maybe one day I'll be able to pay back a little bit of my knowledge to this new community that I'm trying to join. Back to you.
Yeah, okay, Tyler. There's a few house rules, I shouldn't say house rules, but housekeeping that we got to maintain. You're actually on a round table there now. Is it a round table? Yeah, round table. And because there's so many nodes connected, we're probably connected to about 60 or 70 different nodes. We're also connected to an IRLP you're connected to All-Star, you're connected to DMR, Hands Over IP, all on this talk group. I call it the Canada Talk Room. But so it's very important that you direct your calls so that we don't get four or five people walking over each other and that sort of stuff. And also, you see the time clock working there now. We like to try to keep our cues under 2 minutes, therefore it allows others to join the round table. I'll take a pause and see if there's anyone else that wants to get into the round table, and I'll give you some further instructions there, Tyler, over. Okay, just because I was explaining to Chris, the Echolink chat log is very, very well done. As I'm talking, you can actually send a text message to either Chris or myself in the text box, and it's instantaneous. And also, when you click on any of the call signs that are on the dashboard, it automatically goes to QRZ. Maybe you want to try that and come back to see what you see there, Tyler, over.
Copy that. I'll give that a few tries. Over.
Yeah, okay, very good. I see I got the board there. I had often offered a station hundreds of dollars to be able to rewrite this program for another dashboard, but they weren't able to do it, so it must be quite complicated. Another point that you may want to look at, Tyler, is, and I'll show it to you when I unkey, I wanted to make sure you've seen the QRZ page.
USO?
I'm not sure if I left my pause for respect there. Just stand by. Chris, we'll be back with you in 1 second there. I just want to walk him through the basics. Tyler, if you go down to the, if you go up to the top of the page where you see the on button there on top of the Echolink chat, if you hit that on the off position, then we can go down to the bottom of the page and view all the stations that, that checked in. Off and on button is on, you wouldn't be able to go down and scroll because it'll take you right back to the top of the page. That's why you have to turn it off to view all the contacts that were made on this dashboard. I'll let you view that and just confirm that you saw that, over.
Yeah, copy that. Turned it off and able to scroll down and look at the connections over the last couple of days. Over.
Okay, so now Chris and Tyler, I'm going to let you know that there are several other dashboards that I monitor during the day. One of the controllers that when there's a problem, we can turn on or turn off the nodes that are giving us a problem. But the main page I want you to go see now is it's the call sign on Echolink is VE7NZ-L. That'll take you to another dashboard that's called the Canada Hub. That's just the dashboard number one that I monitor is VE7NZ-L. And if you've got time, let me know when you're there. Over. you'll have to disconnect from the 420 and then reconnect to PE7NZ-L. Over.
Oh, okay. There we go. Let me give that a try. This is Kilo Romeo 4, November, Zulu November, Tyler, Virginia.
Okay, very good. Are you able to download the dashboard? It's just the CanadaTheHawk.ca. You want to try that? Let me know when you're both up there.
I believe the website is thecanadahub.ca. Is that correct?
That's affirmative. Go ahead.
EWS. Yes, it looks like I did get it loaded up here, and I see Supermon 2 version 2.0. Big difference from the other one.
Okay, Chris, are you seeing the, did you make it on this page there, over?
Yes, sir, I did. I'm on the All-Star Link Supermon for the Canada Hub dashboard.
Okay, very good. Very good. I hope I left long enough out there. Okay, so the first page you're going to see of the first dashboard is an All-Star Link. It's 517-300. And if you scroll down the page, then you'll see 517-301. Chris, do you see that? Over.
Yes, I sure do. I certainly do. And it looks like it continues on to see hams over IP, which I have a couple of those phones here, so I'll be able to access this over my my Cisco ham over IP phone. Over.
Tyler, are you still on board here? Over.
KR4NZN, Tyler, yes, still on board and looking at the dashboard. I can see in the 517-302 section that I am keyed up right now. Over.
Yes,
Yeah, very good. You got ahead of me, but